On this episode of the Fieldhouse Files, I'm joined with the Pacers' top pick this past year, Jairus Walker, power forward from the University of Houston.
I know that Fieldhouse Files has a prolific following. You know, I just want to be careful about sharing too much with the world.
And welcome into the Fieldhouse Files, the podcast where I take you behind the scenes with the Pacers, talk to individuals on and around the team, and tell you what you need to know. Hi again, everybody. Good to be with you once again. Some may be watching on YouTube or on my Substack because this podcast has a video element to it as well. Well, here to end August, I had the opportunity to catch up with Jairus Walker, who we talked with quite a bit in July after he was drafted by the Pacers. They had rookie free agent camp followed by summer league where he played in a couple of games. But in the past 6 weeks, a lot has changed for Jairus. Number one, he's had surgery on his right elbow. He explains what that's about and how he is feeling. He also got a new uniform number. Remember, he selected number one, and then the Pacers acquired Obi Toppin, who is number one. So they've figured it out. I talked with Obi about it previously, and he mentioned, yeah, he got a bag from Jairus Walker.
I'll bag. Nah, he deserved it though, so he good.
What did it take to get to
him? I ain't gonna say nothing. A
lot.
And wouldn't really exactly reveal how much or what it specifically, so I threw that question at Jairus as well. And on top of those other two items, Jairus continues to make headway in the business aspect. He's very young, just 1 year out of college from the University of Houston, but he added another partner, and that leads us to today's interview with Jairus Walker. In the meantime, before we get into that, just a reminder that you can read all my work at fieldhousefiles.com. Most of the work goes directly for paid subscribers, including take a look at the Pacers' upcoming City Edition uniforms. A lot more there, plus some special interviews coming up. We hear from George Niang. What was that night like on July 1 for Tyrese Haliburton and his family as they celebrated his mega contract? I'll have a story on that. How about Popeye Jones? You want to hear from Popeye? I think you do. I'll have a podcast with him coming up and a lot more here on fieldhousefiles.com and the Fieldhouse Files podcast. But now let's get into it with Jairus Walker. All right, now joined by Pacers 2023 lottery pick Jairus Walker. You saw a lot of him during summer league, and Jairus, just catching up with you here for the first time in the last 6 weeks. Has it been nice to maybe get a breath after constant basketball, probably going back to your college basketball season?
Yeah, most definitely. It was definitely good to just sit back, relax, just take a couple of days off just to shift my mind to the NBA season.
Now, you're talking to me today on behalf of Phillips Norelco, and one thing I've noticed a lot about you is right when you got into the league, even leading up to that, is you got not only took care of your basketball, but the business side as well. First, specifically about Phillips Norelco, what excites you about this partnership is you're one of three players, along with Grady Dick, Keontae George as well, that are getting involved with them.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like just the biggest thing was just their beliefs. Like, I'm really big on look good, play good, and they kind of get that vibe as well. So I feel like if you just not focus on it, but just take part in it, I feel like it could definitely help with performance and just confidence overall.
It's one of the old sayings, right? Look good, play good, play good, pay good, pay good, live good, live good, die good.
There we go.
I love it. How about big picture? Because you've gotten involved in a lot of different companies here as you've entered the NBA now, just several months in. Who's helping you with this? Who's maybe your coach off the floor in terms of brand deals? I know Joe Branch and Justin, your agents, do a nice job. But because that's a lot for someone like you, 1 year out of college, for you to handle so quickly into your career.
For sure. I feel like my parents and my sisters definitely do a good job just keeping me humble, keeping the main thing, which is hooping, and just kind of letting everything else carry itself. So I feel like they've definitely done a good job helping me.
Speaking of your sisters, I got to bring up, it was great when you were introduced right here at the St. Vincent Center. They all had your jersey on. You all had the photo. You were kind of having fun with them. What was it like to be able to have them with you there to share in that experience?
I mean, it's awesome because they've been along the journey the whole way, but it's kind of more been like in the shadows, kind of like just at home, just their support through the phone while I've been away. So just to have them out in the public with the media, this is kind of get their name and their faces out there too, because they're a big part of what I do. So I was really happy to have them out there with me.
You expect they'll be able to come to a handful of games at least next year. I'm sure your parents
Oh
will be at
yeah,
many, right?
for sure, they're gonna be front and center, definitely.
One thing we do haven't heard from you lately and catching up is you had surgery, a minor procedure to kind of remove some loose bodies that I think's given you issues since March, I want to say. What exactly went on, and how much did you feel that during Summer League, and can you update us on where you're at right now?
Yeah, for sure. So it was the last game of the season versus Miami. I guess I tweaked it. I got a hit. I finished the game off, but I could tell it was something a little off. And then, I mean, I just kind of worked through it, worked around it, did what I could. And then it gave me a couple problems with Summer League because I haven't really played in like real basketball games until then. So I just try to push through it. The procedure went well. Everything went well. I'm back shooting, dribbling, playing, one-on-ones and all that. So I feel like I'm definitely gonna get spot, and I'll definitely be ready to go for the season.
I think that was one thing we were all wondering about, because just from the numbers that your shooting looked off, and we know how good a shooter you can be. And so it did bother you during that summer league play and probably impacted what we saw. Fair.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I'm not making any type of excuses, but I feel like it, because everybody plays with injuries and nicks and knacks here and there. But I feel like it definitely did play a part in my shooting, for sure.
How have you been settling into Indy? It seems like from your Instagram, you've been here, you've been getting work in on the refurbished, updated courts, which has got a
Oh,
nice
yeah.
little touch up for the first time in 6 years. What's that been like for you?
It's been cool. It's been an easy adjustment just because of everybody that's helping me just move in, get adjusted. Like, even Phillips and Rugger with the product that they sent me, just helping me adjust to the new city, new environment. But it's been awesome. Like, I love the city.
Is there one coach in particular you've clung to? The one guy that comes to mind, of course, is JP, Gennaro Pargo, who it was fun for us to briefly see you guys go back and forth during your pre-draft workout.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Me and him have a lot of fun in the gym because obviously he was a hooper, so he's real competitive. So we do shooting contests, things like that. So he's definitely a coach that I'm close with, for sure.
One other off-season move that changed since Summer League is you had a jersey number and now you have a new one. Of course, Pacers acquiring Obi Toppin and doing the nice rookie thing and giving it up to him. And I know in talking to you during right after the draft, you're like, I'm not really hung up on any number. I just kind of chose one. He said it cost him a bag. It cost him something. Can you share maybe what you got from Obi?
I can't say exactly what I got, but a bag isn't a bad term to call it.
Okay. How about number five? How'd you settle on that? You were 25 at Houston and IMG. What stuck out to you, if anything, about five?
I feel like it has something to do with 25, but it was really just the look of it, honestly. Like, I just like see myself in a couple of different jersey numbers, just try to picture it, and five just kind of stuck out because I did like the single digit look with one. That was a little different. I've been playing in double digits my whole life, so I just wanted to just test it out, see how I feel, and then I actually like it more than I thought
Beyond that trade, I guess, have you had much conversations with OB, and what do you maybe expect that dynamic to look like, especially him having a few years under his belt and you guys can work in tandem and really help solidify a position for this Pacers team who have been bad at that spot for really since Thaddeus Young probably in 2019.
Nah, for sure. I feel like we're gonna complement each other a ton because I mean I love to play. I love to pass, play make, get my teammates involved, and then, like, he's such a versatile player, just in terms of offensively and defensively. So I feel like what we could bring to the team and just what they need. I feel like we're definitely two key pieces for the program.
I guess last thing wrapping up here in terms, again, we were with all part of Phillips Norelco. You got a lot of teammates who are big about their look, especially Tyrese, especially Miles. You got your grooming now under control. How about the fits, the outfits? Are you a big fashion guy? Is that yet to develop for you? I like the comfy fit that you're rocking right now with it
Nah,
just a
for
little
sure.
jumpsuit.
Yeah, fashion is definitely something that I'm into, and I feel like it's just gonna keep picking up and picking up. But yeah, like you said, Tyrese, Miles definitely throw some fits on. I seen Buddy in a couple cool fits too, so it should be exciting to see what me and the other guys walk through in the tunnels.
And I guess one more thing here, just you got kind of, I think the rookies, the younger guys coming here back to Indy early September work before, things get started in just over a month, October 2nd, I want to say, with Media Day. Is your mind kind of there yet? You ready to kind of get going and get started with your rookie season here in Indiana?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm excited. That's what I really dreamed of, just being able to actually play in the NBA. So I mean, I've really done everything else leading up to then, like the draft, summer league. I'm back working out, preparing myself, my body, my mind. So I mean, playing is the next step. So I'm definitely excited to get the season up and going.
Very good. Appreciate the time, Jairus. Thanks so much.
Most definitely. Thank you.